Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Known Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
A man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
Awakening your style. Well, I've got to say, it's not enough that being a creative is the way that you're going to just break open the success, truck, if you will. It doesn't work like that. For me, it is dynamic, having style and keeping that on the front burner, and just really unleashing that special ability, that uncanny ability that you have to connect everybody and to just make everybody feel special with their own God-given talents. And we're just happy that you're able to do that and bring it to our incredible fans around the world, literally, on this broadcast. So this is just a good way to start. Again,
Thank you, and good morning.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homie. Wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the one we hurt are you and me?
And the power, minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody did it teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Harry, at number one is the ability to sell and negotiate. And I love this because I think this is so key. If you're an entrepreneur and you're actually, you know, selling products and so forth, that's very important to be able to sell and negotiate. But to me, most importantly, you have to be able to sell yourself and be able to negotiate for yourself. I think that's key for me.
Michael, anything?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is great. I look at it like this. We all sell. We all negotiate from when we're little kids. Little kids know how to negotiate. They do it all. They do it naturally. So it's something that's ingrained in us. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of twisting and turning to get it out of us. But yeah, the ability to do that, yeah, that's important. What about you, Carrie?
Well, I look at it this way: your business success is predicated on your ability to sell and negotiate.
Right.
Every single transaction or interaction as a business owner is predicated on how good you are at that, for lack of a better way to say that. So really interesting. Okay. I like that. Okay, yeah,
wonderful.
As you guys said. Awesome.
Our next top skill, number two, is the ability to convey what you think and feel. And that is critical because no one is a mind reader. And the workers that you may have as an entrepreneur, customers that you have, you need to be able to communicate. And they need to know how you think, how you feel, and vice versa. You need to know how they think and how they feel to make operations run smoothly.
Wow.
Michael, what do you think about that?
Wow. Yes. I mean, that is 100. It sort of reminds me of Picasso or a great artist, and they're painting a picture. And that picture can convey some type of feeling. That's what this reminds me of. And little kids, they do this all the time, too. They do it all the time. Mommy, I want a bottle. They may not say it if they can't talk, but you understand what they're saying. You know how they feel.
Well, here's what I say. It says the ability to convey what you think and feel. So to me, that means that the better you are at articulating what you want will almost with certainty get you what you ask for.
Yes.
Very much so.
So true.
Very much so. Yeah, that. Yeah, Carrie, I mean, that is, yes, that articulate, very much so.
It's about articulation, I think, and that's why I always say, we're, you know, for us, we're in radio, we're in broadcasting, we're in communication, so it's important for us to be able to get our thoughts across to our fans, to our audience, to our listeners. And so that ability, yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it, conveying what you think and feel clearly. Okay, good stuff.
Awesome.
Right.
Moving on to number three is the ability to break a process down into smaller steps. And this is so very important, especially if you're working with a team, or even if it's just you, you still need to be able to break it down because no one can do everything at one time. If you break your steps down and if you're communicating how you're breaking those steps down, it's easy to follow, especially if you're working with a team. So your team is not confused. They know exactly what to do because it's small steps. Not just, hey, okay, here, do this. And it's, you know,
wow,
too much for them. But if you break it down into smaller steps, do this. Once that's completed, you move on to the next step. And you just keep it going. And I think it's easier to follow and to go through the process with the smaller steps. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that definitely works. This reminds me so much of the military. That's how the military operates. You break things down into step by step. We used to say, like, step number one, do this. Step number two, do that. Step number three, do, and we would break it down so that when it was time for us to do everything, we would know what to do. It would be boom, 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 end result. So, yeah, it works for me. What about you, Carrie?
Well, as you were talking, I was just thinking the first, when I was just thinking about this and to hear it, which is the ability to break a process down into smaller steps. The better you are at communicating what those smaller steps are, the more effective your communication is going to be, your outcome that you are looking for. And for me, immediately I was thinking about, like Michael and you do on the Vet Talk Radio Show, where you are literally doing this exact thing where you are taking processes that may or may not be familiar to the veterans, and you literally are outlining them and further breaking down the steps that they need to follow in order to have these claims processed successfully. And that's what goes into my mind. And so I think the better off, the better that you are at getting those points across, what can I say?
Oh, yeah.
The more successful you'll be. So, yeah.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. Great, great stuff.
Love that. All right. Moving on. The number four in our top skills is the ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others. And this is so very, very important because no one knows everything, especially if you're working with a team or a business partner, whatever the case may be. You don't know everything, and it's so key to have different ideas, opinions on whatever it is that you're working with. But if you don't have that open mind, and if you don't be quiet and actually listen and be receptive to learning from others, you're going to miss it. And you can gain so much by listening to someone else and learning from someone else.
Have you ever known anybody who didn't listen really well?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I've had a couple of bosses in the past that have been like that. It's just like, okay, do what I say do. No, we need to do this, need to do that. But they weren't open and receptive to hear from the team of workers.
You know, it is important, right? But, I understand that completely. But it seems, I don't know. Michael, what about you? Nicole was just asking, how do you feel about that? Ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others.
Oh, yeah. I know works. Because sometimes you can learn from even the lowest person on the totem pole.
Exactly.
You can learn from them just by not talking, by asking. Don't talk, just watch and observe, and you can learn. You really can. Because you'll be in situations, you know, I always revert military. We've been in situations like that where we have the lowest private, the person is of no rank, but they come up with a great idea. All the generals and the colonel, all these people have all these grandiose ideas. But the guy actually out there in the field comes up with a very simple idea that makes sense. So this one, oh, yeah, that ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others, oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Love it.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's one of those things that's easier said than done, though. Ideally, yes. You know, you would think that it's kind of something that you don't need to say to folks. But in actuality, it is a skill set that you have to learn. We have to learn to listen. And some of us are better at it than others. But it's a skill that I'm still striving to learn effectively. I think it's important. It's what's weird for me being in radio. I know exactly when to turn it on really at super high strength. So when I'm doing interviews or I've got to pay attention because we're about to do something that I think the listeners need to know, then I'm turning that, you know, I've got bionic hearing. Move over, Jamie Summers and Steve
Uh-oh.
Austin. When it comes to that, because I'm keyed in, you know, on whatever it is that I'm about to say or need to say, but I'm listening first. Listening. I'm paying super attention because it's very difficult to learn if you're talking.
Exactly.
Very much so.
Very difficult to learn.
So true. So true.
Now, you
All
may be
right.
able to teach by talking, but listening and talking is very difficult to do simultaneously. Good stuff, Nicole Marie.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. I'm loving this.
Great.
Number five is the ability to adapt improvise and overcome obstacles. Now, this is so very important to me because things change, and sometimes you don't know when things are going to change. So you have to be flexible. You have to be willing to be able to adapt and possibly do something different, improvise, and then be able to overcome whatever that obstacle or those obstacles are. So you have to be willing to do that because you never know when change may come. What you may think, oh, this sounds great, this is going to work, but then guess what? You may have a snafu and it doesn't work just the way you want it to work. So you may have to change it up a little bit and improvise and do something else. So you need to have that flexibility to be able to do that. Michael, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. This one is a very important one. And this is one that I have learned to do over the years. This is just something I've just learned to do. Just to think rather quickly and say, okay, if we can't do it this way, if we can't go to the left, well, I guess we'll just be going to the right. You know, fast, quick, and in a hurry. That's what I've learned to do with using this ability. What about you, Carrie?
Yeah, I think along the same line, it's all about being able to change, to be open to change if necessary. You may have to change course. So being able to adapt very quickly is only going to serve you well. You may have to improvise. There are things that are not always going to be laid out for you. These are things that you have to take in stride. And above all else, you have to continue to overcome any obstacles. You have to, that's got to be your way to move forward. And again, that's adapting and improvising and working to overcome any obstacles that you find in your path.
So true.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I like that too. All right. Number six on our top skills list is the ability to read, understand, and memorize. Sometimes the key points that we need to know is in the fine print, so you definitely have to read. Can't skim through. Read. For me, I read everything. Sometimes I have to read it more than one time to make sure that I understand it, understand what is being said, and then if I have questions, I go back and, you know, go back and I read it again to make sure that I fully understand what is being said. And then also sometimes we have to memorize things, important situations where we may be speaking to people, making a presentation and so forth. We have to memorize the information.
And
so I think that's
their
key.
Names, right?
Exactly, exactly. People that you're speaking with, of course. Michael, how do you feel about this?
Well, I feel that this is a very important skill. And it's a skill that I learn to work on every day because it's just something I know is important. So every day I'm reading things, and I read it till I understand it because of the by me being an accredited claims agent, that's part of my job. I have memos. I have all kinds of rules, regulations. And I have to read them, and I read constantly, and I memorize it. I've had people say, well, boy, I wish I was good as you to remember all these forms. The only reason why I remember them because I look at them every day or every other day, and I read the stuff over and over and over and over and over. You do that 4 or 5 years, you too will begin to remember a whole lot of stuff. What about you, Carrie?
Absolutely. I think that better you are at reading and comprehension and being able to commit those things to memory that you've seen or read, the more effective you're going to be at whatever your task is. I have always been a person, when I was in school, very high reading comprehension, in very, very high percentile for those who did that testing and all that stuff, because it was very important to me to be able to read well and to understand what it was that I read. And so I always, plus it was my favorite, was the reading comprehension. And to this day, I love to read, you know, whatever it is, and kind of figure out what their intent was with the piece that they've written. And I still act on those, I still find the same thing actionable today. So good stuff.
Wow.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Great. All right. Number 7 is the ability to walk away. Now, this one is critical for me, because no matter what the situation is, whether it's personal situation, whether it's business situation, sometimes we just have to walk away. It may not be the best situation for us, and we have to know when to walk away, when something is not in our best interest. So that's very, very important. Very important. Michael, what do you think?
Wow. Sort of reminds me of that old Kenny Rogers song, Know When to Hold 'em and Know When to Fold 'em. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The gambling you're talking about.
Very
yeah.
much so, Carrie. What about you, Carrie?
Well, I look at it this way. The ability to walk away, we've got to be conscious of whatever it is that's not serving us well.
Exactly.
And even if it starts out and it's seemingly okay, there are times when things change. And we have to be cognizant of that. And we have to always have our best interests front and center.
Exactly.
And if that's not the case, and we're noticing things that are contrary to what we, you know, believe and what we feel is the right thing for us to do, then it's time to hit the road. And in the words of one of those other songs, hit the road, Jack.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Okay. I've got to say, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, for me, these are important skills that that will really pay you forever, truly.
If I agree.
You master them. That's the key. You can't just know these skills exist. You've got to master them. So we will
Very
be continuing.
Much so.
On this journey.
Yes.
Great job, Nicole Marie. Great
yes.
job, Michael Hopkins. Awesome.
I love
awesome
this list.
Today. So
you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hines. Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough...
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a special guest on the line, actually coming to us from the wonderful world of Hollywood out in Los Angeles, California. She is Crystal Wright. Crystal, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Terrific. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to tell the folks, you are the person behind this amazing book called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, in addition to, of course, being the artistic director of the Crystal Agency.
Oh, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good, and I want you to tell our listeners why. Tell us a little bit more about the Crystal Agency, and then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, well... The Crystal Agency represents professional makeup artists, hairstylists, and fashion stylists, and also manicurists. And as a matter of fact, if there are any good manicurists out there, we're certainly looking for one right now. But we represent makeup, hair, and fashion stylists who work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television.
And that's such a big field. And there's so many stylists out there. Hair and makeup stylists and people in fashion who are looking to get into this whole wonderful, wonderful world of the industry, of the entertainment industry. So I'm sure you have a lot of ideas and want to talk about that. But first, before we get to all the good stuff, and we know the listeners are just waiting to hear, how did you decide, Crystal, that this is something you wanted to do? I'm always interested in finding out what that motivation is for that individual. How did you decide that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't really decide. I mean, it wasn't even anything I knew anything about.
Wow.
I was selling copiers for Xerox. I had worked at Xerox in Seattle for 2.5 years out of college.
Okay.
And then I came out to Los Angeles on a whim for a weekend because a girlfriend of mine and her husband were moving out, and they invited me. And when I got off the airplane, it was 75 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had just moved from Seattle, Washington, where it rains 300 days a year.
That was it, huh?
That was it. I got off the plane, I said, that's it, I'm moving to California. And the next week I came back out to L.A., interviewed at one of the branches of Xerox, and got an offer letter the week after that. It took me about 6 months to get out to California. I came out to California, started doing the same thing, selling copiers. And then I was getting very restless, thinking, well, you know, I'd always wanted to be in fashion. Should I try to get a job as a buyer at a department store like a Nordstrom or something? And I went to a party that was actually at Muhammad Ali's house. It was a networking function. And I met a photographer by the name of Bobby Holland. It was a Sunday afternoon. Met him that Sunday, went to his studio on Thursday, and quit my job at Xerox on Monday.
Wow.
To represent him.
Wow.
Just packed up all my little stuff in my Xerox memory writer typewriter and moved into Bobby's studio working there and started representing him.
Mm.
And I worked for him for 6 months, loved it. I had never been anywhere. I got to go to New York with him. I got to go to Chicago with him. He was shooting everything from the Jackson 5. Yeah, this was a long time ago.
Oh, they really were still the Jackson 5 at that
they
time,
were still
okay.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Wow.
think they were still the Jackson 5.
Oh,
but
my.
we shot Richard Pryor for Essence magazine.
Wow.
We shot Denzel Washington the first time he was on the cover of Essence magazine.
Wow.
And but Bobby, I was working for Bobby, and 6 months after I started working for him, he fired me.
Oh, my.
He fired me.
But you had what you needed to have at that point to move on.
Well, we hope so, because I've been doing it now for almost 20 years.
Well, yes, and you absolutely got it.
Yeah, his makeup artist came to me and asked me if I would represent her.
Wow.
And that's how I started representing makeup, hair, and fashion style. She was my first makeup artist. Then I picked up a hairstylist. I picked up a fashion stylist, Michelle Cole, who is now a big costume designer in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started.
Wow. Well, folks, in case you've just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got some great people that we like to introduce to you from time to time. And the person we're speaking with right now is absolutely no exception to that. Her name is Crystal Wright. Now, a lot of you out there know her already. She is the artistic director of the Crystal Agency, and her website, of course. Well, you know what, Crystal, why don't we have you tell the folks out there how to contact you?
The website for the Crystal Agency is, of course, www.crystalagency.com.
Terrific. Now, I want to go back. We had started to talk a little bit about the book, and I do mean that this is the Bible of the hair and makeup and fashion styling industry, as far as I'm concerned, and many of the other folks out there. And it's called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. And I want you to tell the folks out there about the book.
This book, it's funny because it actually is considered the Bible. A lot of schools use the book as sort of the business part of their makeup programs. And it's used actually in New York City at the Fashion Institute of Technology at FIT.
Sure.
It's used as the textbook for their fashion styling course there and in Atlanta, at Bodder, and the International Academy of Design in Florida. And this is a book that I wrote because I used to stay on the phone all day, people calling me up asking me, you know, how do I put my portfolio together? What is meant by testing with photographers? How do I get tear sheets? You know, what's a comp card? How many images should I have? All these questions that they had about building a portfolio so they could do, you know, makeup, hair, or fashion styling for television shows and films, music videos, of course, CD covers and magazines. And the reason it's the hair, makeup, and fashion styling career guide is because hair, makeup, and styling people are completely dependent upon one another for the image that's produced.
Mm-hmm.
A makeup artist who does great makeup and is working with a hairstylist that doesn't do good hair, the only thing you produce is a bad picture. You've got to have great makeup, you have to have great hair, and you have to have great fashion styling altogether. And so the book really just talks about the business aspects of working behind the scenes. You know, what size should your portfolio be? What kind of pages should it have? How many pictures do you need to have before you go out to get an agent to represent you? In a place like New York, they have over 80 or 90 agencies that just represent makeup, hair, and fashion styles, and a lot of people don't even know it.
That's right. Good point. Well, just to let the folks know exactly, because this, as we were saying, is considered the Bible in the industry. Now, your book, again, is Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. It's all you need to know about getting work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television, working with record labels, magazines, and production companies, testing with photographers, building a strong portfolio, and signing with an agency. Now, you just mentioned, in fact, being right here in New York, you're absolutely right. I mean, I thought it was over 100 of these, type of agencies, so to speak, out there. And a lot of folks, you're absolutely right, are just not aware of that. So how do we get the artists that are out there, the makeup artists, the fashion styling folks, the hair people, how do we get them more involved and in tuned with what's really happening in the industry, in the real industry? Any
advice? You know, one of the things that's really, really important is for people to step outside of their world in the salon. What they do in the salon and what you do when you're working behind the scenes are two completely different things. and you have to see them as different. What a woman needs when she's going to work every day, as far as her hair is concerned, is one thing. What a woman, how a woman wants to look when she goes to church is one thing. How a woman looks on the cover of a magazine and inside when you start putting all these fabulous clothes on them or something else. And the thing that I tell people is to begin by understanding the language of this business. Begin by reading the fashion magazines and not just looking at the hair. When you look at a fashion magazine, you've got to look at the hair, look at the makeup, look at the clothes, and look at the photography. You educate yourself by starting to understand that all of those elements together make a good picture, and if one of them is wrong, it doesn't work. And so when you look at the magazines, you got to look at Vogue, you got to look at Elle, you got to look at Glamour, you have to look at Essence, you got to look at W, and you also have to look at the European magazines and understand that you need to go back further than what happened last week on Britney Spears' music video. Because that does not give you a historical perspective. You've got to go 10 years back, 20 years back, so that when you get on a photo shoot with an editor and she says, oh, my God, let's see, I want to do a 70s spin on, a 70s spin on this model, but we want to bring her forward to the 21st century. What does that mean?
Right, exactly. Got to know what that actually means, what you're saying.
Got to know, that's right. You have to understand the influences of the 70s, the influences of the 60s, and, you know, what is meant by psychedelic and all of those kinds of things, because when you understand those things and you can reach back and pull some of those elements forward and add them to what's going on right now, that's the thing that separates you from everybody else.
Absolutely. Well, you, again, if you've just logged in and you're kind of catching us in the middle here, I'm Kerry Hines. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, and our very special guest who's on the line is Crystal Wright. Again, Crystal Wright's book is called Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Style and Career Guide, and we're talking with Crystal. And again, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, we get questions all the time, and probably, and you kind of touched on a little bit, probably the biggest question is, what is the first step I take? I want to get a little bit deeper. This is from the professionals. I want to get more into the industry. I want to be, dealing with the videos, working for the videos. What should I do? What's the first thing I should do? And I want to say they should buy your book. But we'll,
well, I'll let you tell them.
Okay. Okay, no problem. And again, you really do need to pick
this
book up.
But you're right, actually. Getting the book is a great first step. Because the book has, step by step, this is what you need to do. But I'll tell you, the first thing that they need to do is they need to educate themselves about photography so that they know what they like and what they don't like. And the only way that you can do that is, like, you don't have to go take a photography class, but what you do have to do is start looking at the magazine so you start to recognize what kinds of photographers and what kind of photography you like. Because the next thing you have to do is you got to find photographers to work with.
Yes, exactly. Now, how difficult is that?
It's not that difficult because there are so many schools out there. I mean, if you're talking about New York, you got the Art Institute, you've got...
Right.
Off the top of my head,
well,
there are two or three.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. Here in New York, we have tons of wonderful places. But now, for some of our listeners who are probably logged in right now in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's the great thing.
Wow.
There are photography schools all over the place. There are, standalone photography schools where that's all they teach, but also a lot of times the community colleges in your area have photography classes. There's, universities have photography classes, community colleges have photography classes, there are photography workshops. The thing to do is to go to the website, go to Google, put in photography schools plus whatever the city is that you're living in plus whatever the state is. And you will find photography schools. You simply go to the schools, or you call the schools up and you ask them, first of all, do you have a system for setting up, for hooking up makeup and hair people and styling people with your photographers who are willing to work with the photographers to get pictures for their portfolios?
Mm.
Okay? if that doesn't work, go to the school. Don't forget, a school, you can just walk on anytime you want. Just walk on. You know, ask where the photography classes are held. Go there. Introduce yourself to the professor. Let them know, hey, I'm a hairstylist. I'm working on my portfolio because I want to do work in the entertainment industry, or I want to do work in advertising.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you had any photographers here who are people shooters. That's very important.
Mm.
You don't want to get hooked up with a photographer that's shooting cups and saucers. That's a still life photographer. You want a photographer that's shooting people and working on his or her book.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up with them. Let them know you want to build your portfolio. The thing to understand is that when you're working with a photographer, it's a collaboration. No money changes hands. You are not supposed to pay the photographer to take pictures. That's a big problem, particularly in the African-American community, where the hairstylists think that they have to go out and pay a photographer to take pictures. But in truth, in the entertainment industry, you go out and find a photographer, it's a collaboration. Everybody comes together with their skills to put something on film that they can put in their portfolios and go out and show to other people.
Beautifully said.
So it doesn't matter whether you're in Seattle or Idaho
or
Philadelphia. Go to the internet, find the photography schools, go introduce yourself to the professor, introduce yourself to the photographers as they're coming out of classes.
Absolutely. Well, I think you said it best, Crystal. And again, we want to tell the folks out there, they can always go to your website and get in contact with you or find out some more information. Again, what's your website, Crystal?
The agency website is crystalagency.com, and then we also have an informational website, which is makeuphairandstyling.com, and the and is spelled out. So if they want to see, you know, what we do at the Crystal Agency, just go to www.crystalagency.com, and that'll let them see the artists that we represent. And if they want just more information on the industry in general, go to makeuphairandstyling.com.
Now, we know that you represent the who's who out there in California. Anybody standing out that you might want to speak about, or any, you know, anyone in particular, or tell us about some of the folks that you represent out there, or maybe...
You know, we actually represent people out here in Los Angeles, and we have a couple of people that we represent in New York.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. We actually represent a fabulous hairstylist that we're very excited about in New York. His name is Clark Vincent.
Oh, okay.
And he's in New York working on a film today called Cutting the Mustard.
Cutting the mustard. We'll have to get along.
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay.
And we're very excited about him. If you go to our website and go to hair, click on the hair section, and then go click on Clark Vincent, you'll see his work. Out here in L.A., we have a makeup artist by the name of Kimbra, who is just amazing. And we're very excited about Kimbra. She's working tomorrow on the fashion spread for Interior Design magazine. And, you know, they only do that like two or three times a year.
Exactly. Wow.
So, and we've got a fashion stylist, oh my God, Edgar Revilla, who is just the bomb.
Okay. So now how...
And let me tell your listeners this,
mm-hmm.
because we obviously we don't have their email addresses, but we
right.
just did send out an email, and we are looking for hair, makeup, and fashion stylists in Atlanta and in Atlanta and Miami right now. So if they have a website... If they have any JPEGs of their work, and they can send us 2 to 3 JPEGs, if they have a resume, they can email it to Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, at crystalagency.com. They can fax us a resume or email a resume. Our fax number is 323-443-3752. It's our new e-fax number, so I'm trying to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are looking for people who, in Atlanta and Miami, who want to work on low to medium budget music videos. And we're trying to put together some teams of people because we have a couple of production companies that have asked us for that. So if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, submitting to us, you know, email us a link to their website, email us 2 to 3 JPEGs, no more than that. No more than 1 megabyte, because otherwise it'll suck up all the space on our server. But we're certainly open to seeing what's out there in the marketplace.
Well, folks, you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. And, Crystal, I want to, well, you know, I don't even want to let you go. I want to, one last question. What do you see, is there some kind kind of new trend that the fashion and the beauty and all of this, is there a certain direction that you see everything going into? Let's talk about, just briefly, just let's talk about that. Is there a certain trend that you see that's coming up now or certain things that are kind of happening out there in the world of fashion and hair and makeup styling? Like, what's hot? What's really going on right now?
You know, the thing I try to tell people is I'm not really the person to ask about that because I really try to focus on the business end, and I leave I leave all the fabulousness up to the fashion stylist. But I will tell you this, it's really important for people who are out there wanting to work in the industry to keep up with what's going on, and one of the best ways they can do that is going to InStyle.com.
InStyle.com
to keep up with what the heck is going on in the industry.
Love it.
And also to, you know, watch the shows. You know, they just had New York Fashion Week. LA
right.
Fashion Week is coming up. And keeping up with what's going on in Europe. It all happens too fast for me to be able to say, oh, well, this is what's happening in hair, and this is what's happening in makeup.
Right.
I stick to what I know best, and the only thing that I know is how to market and manage makeup, hair, and fashion stylists.
Love it.
My stylists come over here and tell me that I look how I look. You know, Crystal, you have got to change your hair. That is old. That is dated. Get out of those skirts, and I just do what they tell me.
Right. I hear you. Well, you've got the best people, so... You're definitely in good hands out there. Well, again, I want to thank you so very much. I want to say thank you to Crystal Wright. And again, her book is called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. Mm-hmm. And you certainly can. Now, what's the best way that they can get the book, Crystal? I do want to make sure they're aware of that.
They can call us here at 323-913-0500 if they'd like to order the book on the phone. Or they can go to our website, makeuphairandstyling.com, and they can order it there. If they call and order the book over the phone, and I'll also give you our toll-free number for them to order, which is 877-913-0500, and they mention that they heard about it on hairradio.com, then we will give them a gift certificate.
Wow.
For a percentage off of our packaging your portfolio and marketing workshops. You know, I have one coming up in New York on May 14th out there. We do it at the Mac Pro Store. We'll give them a gift certificate for a percentage off of our class.
Well, that is fantastic. And that's exclusively to the folks who are listening right now.
Exclusively,
wow.
They will get a $25 gift certificate off the price of the class.
Terrific. Well, I want to thank you. And you've got to come back and tell us, especially a little bit closer to the workshop. I want to talk with you about all of that.
Okay.
And anytime, you're always welcome here at Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Crystal Wright.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is Tuesday morning. It's August 22nd, August 22 of 2023. It's about 7:05 East Coast time for you guys out in Central Time Zone. It's 6:05 in the morning. I want to say thanks so much again. It's mid-show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And bringing to the line my co-star, Nicole Marie from Water Valley. Good morning, Nicole
Good
Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, and happy mid-show.
Okay. Yes, well, folks have been listening to you guys already. It's been a great broadcast. Yes, I've been enjoying this. How is it going down in Water Valley?
It's going great. It's hot and steamy down here, but things are going great.
Good to hear. Yeah, up here in New York, it's cooling off just a little bit with weather in the 70s temperatures. In the 70s this week, so we're real happy about that. Yeah, real good stuff.
We're close to 70.
All right.
This week, we're tipping 100. It's supposed to be 96 today and 100 for the next few days.
Okay, well, let it stay down there. Listen, we've got a lot to get into on this Tuesday morning. Yes, again, we're live, as I said, August 22nd, 2023. It's our show number 882.
Yay.
I can't even begin to say just how big a number that is.
That is amazing, Carrie. Yeah.
Yes, as we move towards 1,000 broadcasts of the All
New
Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
By the way, you guys are just listening to Crystal Wright, who has been with us for a very long time. That interview itself was done about a decade ago. And, she's just one of my favorite guests of all time.
Mine as well. And, you know, Carrie, one of my favorite things that she discussed was collaboration. That is so, so very, very important and something that we don't do as much as we should.
Absolutely.
I just love that.
On Facebook, it's very rare that you hear me telling you to follow someone. I don't usually do that on the air, but I do believe that Crystal Wright is one of those individuals that if you are not following her, you should be. If you are
it's
in the hair and beauty industry,
knowledge, information,
she's
I love it.
Stone of folks who are working on the entertainment side and in show business, and so or rather in the hair industry and show business. So it's really great. You really need to connect with Ms. Crystal Wright. And what I love about Crystal, she does in recent times, she's done our show here. She's come back to visit the Hair Radio Show. And also, she's been a guest editor of our unbelievably popular magazine called Apple. And so real exciting. And she's just a fun person to be around. And she always has some unique advice and wisdom to impart. And so I just fall out every time I hear her talking about one thing or another. She's just one of my favorite folks. And she's all of them. Yeah, she really is kind of good on all of that. Listen, lots of stuff to talk about today and later on. I want to say Michael Hopkins will be joining us at about 7:30 this morning, so coming up in about 20 minutes from now, 21 minutes to be exact. And Michael, he's going to be with us as he kind of fills us in on what is coming up later this morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show at about 8:30, actually about today's special time at about 20 after 8. You want to be tuned in to catch. It's a little bit of a longer episode of Vet Talk Radio. So I'm super excited about it. He's going
to
tell us what it's all about and why it's so long today. And so about 8:20, you want to tune on in. You don't want to miss it. So that's, again, the Vet Talk Radio show. It's Michael's episode number 33, which is for the second season.
Wow.
He's closing out. We're going to talk about all of that. We got so much to get into. It's just crazy. So I'm real happy about that. Yeah, well, you know, it's always a lot to talk about here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We have so much going on.
Yeah, we always have quite a bit. I just love it. It's just been a great, great home for us to do all that we're doing. So did you guys catch any, did you get a chance to catch any of the earlier part of the broadcast? Anything jump out at you, Nicole Marie?
Yes. Once again, like I said, I always love and enjoy hearing Crystal Wright. She always just educates us on just so much. And I just love that. And then also earlier listening to just the countdown of the skills. And I just love it. It was just, hey, and can't forget the music. The music's been awesome.
The music today, I think so too. A little different, a little hodgepodge of songs, if you will. We played some, you know, with everybody talking about the hip hop anniversary of 50 years. So we kind of put in some of that with Coolio.
Right.
Also had some Dua Lipa thrown in a little bit earlier. Just a variety of songs and little kind of pay attention to. And I think
right.
That's what makes
Kick off the morning.
So much fun. Yeah.
Right.
It's a great morning show and enjoyable for everybody, it really is. And so
right.
I'm kind of enjoying it today.
So
now, let me just say, the Salon TV Network. Have to talk about that. Got to talk about Esquilock Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Got to talk about, we're about to kind of enter our last 100 shows before we get to the 1,000. We're going to be at
right.
show number 900 soon. So in about 18
wow.
shows, we're going to be reaching
wow.
show number 900. That's a
wow.
lot.
Wow. It is.
Yeah, so that's. It's going to be quite a bit of fun. And so looking forward to all of that. And like, you know, we say we're making black progress. We really are. We're
yes,
making
we
black
are.
Progress.
Every single day.
Together. Yes, together. And that's very important. Now, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Nicole Marie and you guys out there. But, and I'd love to get your feedback on it. There, we've kind of talked a little bit about this in recent times, but this one really gets me. I'm going to see if we can get this together. Is a you know how we have the AI and all of
right.
that now
right.
where you can't tell if folks are if it's real or not real.
Right.
Well, I've come. Yes, I've come across another AI that I said, let
oh,
me
wow.
see if this can pass the smell test. And we'll ask Michael when he comes out. Okay, I'm going to let this roll. Now, I don't know if you guys out there know the voice of this singer, but her name is Adele. And Adele is a huge star.
Yes.
And so here is Adele. Well, I shouldn't say this is Adele. This is AI Adele. This is not Adele. This is AI Adele. So take a listen, folks, and we'll chat on the other side. As long as a few minutes, so take a listen.
Tuesday, I would only be your way. So I go, but I know I think of you every step of the way. And now
Nicole Marie, that's enough.
Wow.
What do you think of that? Was
not
a surprise?
Yes, it is a surprise. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, first of all, are you a fan
scary.
Of the real Adele?
I am. I love Adele. I love her music. Yes, I do. And I definitely am
and
a
fan. And you know her voice?
I know her voice.
Ooh, okay,
oh,
well, then you're a great person to ask. So when we put on AI Adele, that's her robot name, AI Adele,
wow.
What went through your mind?
Now, AI Adele, that sounded good, and yes, okay, you want to compare it to the real Adele, okay, fine. Her voice, to me, is like a little bit stronger than that, but it could pass for her. And that's kind of
really?
That's real scary. A little bit. For somebody who wasn't just in tune with her music, I could see where they would think that was possibly Adele.
See, to me, it sounded a little bit more like Whitney Still.
It does, but just that strong voice that Adele has, it's still kind of, I don't know, still somewhat there, but it does sound like Whitney, because every time I hear the song, all I can think about is just Whitney, no matter who's singing it. I just hear Whitney.
I'm almost the same, except there's one person that I don't think about Whitney when I hear it, and that's Dolly Parton's version.
Well, yeah.
Dolly Parton's version is still uniquely Dolly. But,
exactly.
But Whitney's version is hers as well. So it's one of those songs that it is kind of nice that you can appreciate both versions. I don't think Dolly knew that there would be an AI Adele version.
Right. I don't think she did either.
No, I'm going to have to tweet her and let her know that there's a robot version of Adele out there performing it. This is real interesting stuff. It really
this
is.
AI
it is a little on the stage.
It is.
It is definitely something else out there. Well, listen, you guys, just want to also kind of talk a little bit about what I absolutely love, what you get into each day with this broadcast, inspiring folks and giving us hope and reaching for the stars, which is what my Casey Kasem needs to do. Reach for the stars. And if you missed one, you'll still, I think it was reach for the stars. And if you miss one, you'll still be somewhere up high. I think I forget what he used to say. We'll have to ask Michael. But something like that up here. So now you do the Hope of the Day, which we just have gotten so accustomed to, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
And so folks are talking about it. So what I love about it is that it is a space for us to be inspired each day. All the folks who tune in for us who are listening, part of the broadcast, it's a very positive thing. And I just want to remind everybody out there. So can you give everybody the lowdown down one more time on what Hope of the Day is all about? All right.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, each day, each morning, I share an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay, just to lift your spirits, to start the day in a positive way, in an inspirational way, and just offer a glimmer of hope each day. So first of all, no matter what each and every one of us may be going through, have gone through, we should always hold that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives, because that hope gives our lives meaning and is the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what has gone on. So I just want to share the Hope of the Day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And today, the Hope of the Day is have a chat. Make a new connection or renew an old one, a friend, family member, workmate, stranger. Learn about them. Hear about their day. Listen to their problems. Put your problems into perspective. What do you think about that Hope of the Day, Carrie?
Wow. It's one that kind of lands home with me. I was just thinking about this, not even just yesterday or so, because I said, wow, point, do you stop making new friends? And, you know, especially, and I think it has a lot to do with your geography. I think it depends on where you live. I think it depends on what you do. I think it depends on who you are. And so this is something that really rings true for me, make a new friend. I was on my way back from Philadelphia down at my birthday celebration a little over about 10 days ago. And while I was there, on my way back, I'm waiting there at the train, and this random lady started kind of chatting with me. She came and sat near me on the little bench and struck up a conversation that lasted about 3 hours back to New York.
Wow.
And so we've exchanged contact information. And I said, gee, I started thinking about it. I said, well, for those of us who are north of 35 years of age, oh, goodness.
North of 35. Never heard it that way.
Yeah, north of 35. Way north. Try the North Pole. That's how far north it is.
Oh,
but, way up there on there. But I have to say, I didn't think it was possible that we'd be so much open to making new friends. I was very happy that she did, and she kind of reached out and spoke, and she just happened to be someone who's in the fashion industry, and we happened to know a couple of the same individuals. And so as she was on her way back from Philadelphia to New York, as was I, And so we really struck up a great conversation. And I'm going to see one day if I can get her to tune in here.
That would be great.
Yeah, she's real interesting fashion lady and into textiles and all of that and with an art degree. And so it might be fun to kind of chit-chat about it. But, no, I love
that.
I love what Patrick Lindsay had to say about that. Make a friend.
Right.
It, you know, kind of like connecting with your family members that you like. Being around a friend, well, I'm just speaking the truth. being with your friends, it does something. It's like a shot of medicine.
Right.
It really does. I love when my friends visit or come to town. I just enjoy it so much. It just reminds you of who you are.
Right.
And
okay. So
make a new friend so they can become an old friend. And I think that's a good thing. How about yourself, Nicole Marie? What do you think about friends? And, I hear you talk with friends too often. So I know you have quite a few friends who are in the business and the radio stuff. But who else is out there?
Well, I still stay in contact with my friends that I went to college with. They actually live in Ohio. And so we're in constant contact. We talk on the phone every week. And we're, of course, on Facebook together. We send messages, you know, throughout the day. And that's how we mainly stay in contact. So I'm big on friendship. And I also don't consider everyone a friend. I can count my true friends on one hand. And those are
true.
The people that I stay in contact with all of the time.
Yeah. Well, let's get Michael in on this conversation. Michael Hopkins down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, are you one of those that everybody is your cousin and everybody is your best friend? Michael Hopkins is joining us, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, which you'll catch him a little bit later on at 8:30 for his show right here, about 8:20 today. Michael Hopkins, good morning again. And you're
good
on with
morning
Nicole
Marie. Again.
And
good
morning.
Good morning again. Yes. I'm still stuck on this North thing. I'm still stuck on that.
35
I was trying to figure out which North were you, True Grid or Magnetic North? Which one is it?
We're Magnetic North, Michael. That's a polar pull. But, yes, I have to say. Michael, we've been chatting up a storm on today's broadcast. It's all new, all live.
Okay,
all
right. Very much
morning.
So.
Yeah, so
very
how do you feel about that, though? What about
the friend
that?
Thing?
The question about the thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, the friend thing, yeah, that's like an everyday occurrence with me, especially with veterans. All I have to do is, like, every day I wear my disabled veteran hat and I develop more friends than the law will allow.
Yes,
they
yes,
thank
Michael,
me
you
for
do,
my service.
And,
yeah, but
and,
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Okay, I'm with you guys on that. I think that is fantastic. Now, Michael, did you catch anything else on your favorite broadcast today? I thought you would enjoy some of the great conversations that we were having today. And
the skill set. I really enjoyed the skill set this morning because it just, those are the things you need in life.
Exactly.
You need those type of skills. You just need those type of skills. I've run into so many people that some of those skills are missing. And
that's right.
Unfortunately, when those skills are missing, it sort of puts a barrier
where a lot of times maybe you can't make progress because you're missing certain skills.
Exactly.
But I kind of look at it like this. The age that we're in now as far as technology, and I was bringing this point up to, speaking of Philly, Carrie, and Nicole Marie, I was bringing up to my cousin in Philly, and she was kind of feeling some kind of way about some things she hadn't accomplished in life and all that. And she, I admire you, cuz, you know, your head's in the books you read. And I told her a little secret. You know what my secret is?
What's that?
What's that? It's called Google, Facebook, YouTube. That's my secret.
Well, on that note, Brother Michael Hopkins, we are going to take a little bit of a music break with one of my favorite artists, John Legend. And when we come back, we want to hear a little bit more about that. Also, I want to catch up with you, Michael, on the Vet Talk Radio Show. We've got some questions about that and some other interesting things we're going to talk about. And also in our Spotlight Hour, we'll have a little bit more on the 21 skills that will pay you forever. So lots more to go on this Tuesday morning. Let's go ahead and take a little music break. We'll be right back. Michael, good job. Very nice, Nicole Marie. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm starting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
This is a reminder. Our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. Stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us. And I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time they sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side.
But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
So,
just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough, and the referrals, you know. So, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some. And tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow! Wow! How nice.
That's very true.
Wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional. That's what he said. So here, how do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for hair, you know. A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate, even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar, in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
and you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you, you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
You know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. They might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, yeah, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen wings behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister, all the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that, because I often thought, I said, well, maybe, you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name, from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going to be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation, because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible, because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person, it will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense of, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeCia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, do you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most
so
important.
So if you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. And this is important.
I,
you know, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No,
I think
the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said.
Yes.
It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. And this is
that.
The thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy. Literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and
thank
yes,
you.
Great
thank
job.
You. Thank you.
Yes, Ruth Rock
chair to come. Thank you.
Yes, great job. Ruth Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey. And, of course, Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield area, out in California. So thank you both again for being with us, and we'll see you on the next installment of Ask a Hairstylist right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, guys. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning. It's August 22nd, August 22 of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about a little before 8 o'clock Eastern time, a little before 7 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And it's arch number again, 882. 882 as we march towards our 1,000th broadcast. And we're so excited. So in our Spotlight Hour, which you guys know, That's our third hour of the day. We have a lot coming up, including this gentleman, this next gentleman, who was with us for a couple of hours this morning already. We're talking about the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from Spotsylvania, beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. And I can't wait to hear. Yes, good morning again, Michael. And I really can't wait to hear a little bit more about what today's episode is all about. We need to get into that a little bit. And so much more. Again, good morning to Michael Hopkins.
Yes, sir, and it's happy third hour of the show.
Yeah, we're getting into that. So, you know, and for you guys who are just joining us, maybe, Michael, it's a good time to let folks know we are here from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, and that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. So if you tune in those days, you can be part of the actual taping of the show. And it's really great because we record live.
Oh, yes, it is.
So that means that we're on and we're doing our thing live for everybody to hear. And once the show wraps at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, then we put it out there for social media. So you can listen all day, every day, time and time again. And don't forget, you can just Google The Hair Radio Morning Show, five words, and all of our episodes will pop up. Then you can just listen until your heart's content. We're the longest running, most prolific of hair and beauty radio talk worldwide. So please, please get on board. So Michael
Very
Hopkins,
much so.
Vet Talk Radio Show comes up. Today, it's a special time, so about 8:20 today, New York time, 7:20 Central Time Zone. You don't want to miss it. We've got something special today with the number 6 in the title. Can you tell us a little bit what this is all about, today's episode of Vet Talk Radio?
Right, very much so. Today's show, we're going to be delving into this. 6 things that you just should not do when you're going to a claims and function examination. Very important. And this is a great show. Very great show. Educational, as usual, here with Vet Talk Radio.
Well, why is that so important, though, Michael?
Well, Carrie, the reason why it's so important is because I see so many veterans, they put together a great claim, Carrie. I mean, they have a great claim. They have beautiful evidence. I mean, everything is tight. And the CNP exam, it's like a bow on a present. And you know how at the end of you wrap it up and then you tie that pretty bow on and we're done? That's what the CNP exam is all about. It's the bow that's at the end of all that hard work you did to put a claim together. And I've seen so many veterans blow it because they don't stay on track, Carrie Hines, when it comes to claims and compensation. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Wow. Well, I cannot wait. Now, normally the Vet Talk Radio Show starts at about 8:30. Today is a special time, so we're going to be getting started with Vet Talk in about 20 minutes from right now. So do not go anywhere. You don't have to change your channel.
No.
You don't have to turn up, turn over, none of that. Just
stay
right here on the line, and the Vet Talk Radio Show will be ushered right on into your ears. So I'm super excited about that, Michael, as we kind of conclude season 2. So we've got like another show, and then we're going to be loading on into season 3 in the month of September. So how does that feel that you're embarking upon another step in your journey?
Oh, Carrie, it is just so fantastic. It really is. It just starting from humble beginnings and just, you know, the way things are going now,
And I just can't wait for season three. There's so much excitement that I have just going on with season three. I've been helping a lot of vets. And now in season three, I want their stories told by the actual veterans of their triumphs in the claims process and, you know, setbacks and how they... Yeah. Yeah, they overcame, and that's what I'm looking forward to in season three here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. 8:30, normally, as you said, you know, 8:30 every Tuesday morning at 7:30 Central, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Although today it's a special time coming up in about 18 minutes from right now to be exact. We want you guys to stay tuned for that. It's, again, like Michael said, six things to do. I had to remember to say not to do.
And
right.
Carrie?
Go ahead. Michael, go right ahead.
Just do a little shout out for my veteran brothers and sisters out there that have been so faithful listening to the show. I just want to do a shout out right now.
And I'd like to
offer
a special salute as well, because I just appreciate them so much. They've been amazing and remarkable individuals.
Amazing fans, Carrie. And just the people that are not veterans, and I just want to shout out to them, because a lot of them has been so instrumental in helping veterans. They've been so instrumental because, they listen to the show, they've learned something. Now they begin to understand how maybe their uncle, cousin, brother, sister that's a veteran, they begin to understand what a veteran is. See,
I think what it is that it goes back to when you started the show, you didn't, if I recall, it wasn't really necessarily that we were going to produce the show for non-veterans, but we realized that the show really reached across all borders, if you will. It really touches everybody.
Very much so. It touches so many people.
Right? Because the vet touches everybody and vice versa. So we appreciate that. And folks were tuning in because, A, it was informative. B, it could help the veterans, of course. And most... of all, I think people were also entertained. There was some entertainment elements to it. And interesting, I think folks find Michael Hopkins to be fascinating. And that you
Very
have put
so.
Together information and knowledge that not many others have done. So, and since we started the show, one of my favorite things that happened during season two is that you became an acclaimed claims agent,
or ACA, as you call it.
And, ACA, I love that. And I'm so proud. And we just say congratulations on that level. And that's something that we are going to explore as we move along in season three. But, Michael, how has your life changed since this big happening?
Wow, Carrie, my life is just, you know, I'm getting referred to so many veterans about the claims and compensation and a lot of things they did not know. And the more veterans I've been helping, it's just exploded, Carrie. It's like, wow. And I get calls from all over the country from veterans. And they say, they'll say, well, you know, my friend, you helped my friend out to get to 100%. And I've been having problems with a particular claim or I don't understand something, or sometimes they're actually working with other people, but something is not being explained to them, Carrie Hines. And here on our show with Vet Talk Radio, we bridge that gap with a lot of people. One of the best things this year that happened to me, Carrie, I was helping several Vietnam veterans. And the beautiful thing about it, these guys that I was helping, they all went to 100%. This is after decades of not knowing how to file, or they had help, but they were sitting at low ratings at 0 and 10 and 40. And I came along. I took the time to sit down with these veterans and listen to them, you know, their fears, their concerns, the things that they had on their minds that a lot of times a lot of people, they don't listen to veterans. They hear veterans, but they don't listen. And I've learned how to just take that time out and just listen. And the more I listened to a lot of these veterans, it became easier for me to help them because I realized what the problem or the problems were that they had medically. I did my research, and I found a solution to their problem. And I took one veteran who had never filed. He never filed a claim. He was a Vietnam vet. And he had some health issues that actually fit in with the PACT Act. And we've talked about the PACT Act in previous broadcasts that can go back. All they have to do is, as you always say, the Hair Radio Morning Show. They can Google it and they can find episodes of Vet Talk Radio Show. And it was so very helpful when I found out what the problem was and I solved his problem. And he went from 0 to 100% in a short period of time. And I had another veteran the same way. Vietnam veteran, he had a very low rating. He had a 10% rating for one issue that he had that was service-connected from his service in Vietnam, his tour. And I looked at his medical records, and I found out rather quickly there were other medical issues that everyone had ignored with this veteran. And I quickly put his packet together, sent it to the claims and compensation section. Within a matter of weeks, he was going to examinations. They were sending him to confirm what I told them about him, the claims and compensation section. Once they confirmed it, Carrie Hines, he also became 100% permanent and total veteran, something he deserved a long time ago. That's what makes things like that. That makes me feel good. And then I have their wives, Carrie, the veterans' wives, and they come to me, and some of them are in tears, Carrie, huh? They're in tears because they don't know what to do.
They're in tears because no one, they feel they're at their right. end of the rope, and what else, you know, could they do? And so you coming along is, you know, they can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And this
very
is
so,
a game changer for how they go about living their lives. So
very
what
much
you're
so.
Doing is very important. And so the spouses, of course, are going to be upside, understandably so. Good job, Michael
very
Hopkins,
much
on what
so,
you're Kate. Doing. Yeah, so
thank
we
you,
appreciate
Kate, very
it.
Very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, I just want to say I'm excited about today's edition. It is episode number 33. You've got the double threes on today's broadcast.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Season 2. How does it feel to have completed 32 other broadcasts on this live radio show?
It's great, Carrie. It is great. It really is. And it's a feeling that no one can take this feeling away from me, Carrie Hines. This journey with you on the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk Radio Show, no one can take this feeling away from me. They just can't, Carrie. They can't take the feeling away from me. It's such a great feeling knowing that you're making a difference in other people's lives. No one can take that away from me.
You've gone way past just the difference. You've exceeded a ripple, Michael. You're not a little tiny pebble tossing into the water.
Oh, no.
Okay, you have far exceeded that. And I want to remind folks that you also, in addition to the weekly Vet Talk radio show, which airs here, usually at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on Tuesday mornings right here on our broadcast. But today you're on a little earlier. So coming up in about 8 minutes, Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk folks will be right here. Now, Michael, you also are part of our AfroLock magazine that we didn't get a chance to talk a whole lot about today. We'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast and the rest of the week. But AfroLock magazine is a monthly digital publication that is dedicated to providing high quality, high quality organic articles that explore the amazing facets of Black culture, and that's what I love about it. And
you—that's what I love about it.
Your contribution to AfroLock magazine, we really will. So that's going to be nice, and I'm super excited about that. Yeah,
as we say, Carrie, we have a lot.
Well, if that's not enough, we also have our own Salon TV network. That and I've been wrestling with this, trying to come up with a way to explain this to everybody. The Salon TV network is for everybody. However, if you are in the hair and beauty industry or would like to be in the hair and beauty industry or have an interest in hair and beauty or fashion or any of that, then this network is for you. What it is a part of our promotions wheel, which means that if you're a small business and you would like a commercial to air on the Salon TV network, that's possible. You can start with something that's affordable, like a 15-second commercial, which will air on all of our sets that's programmed with the Salon TV network. So that's how it goes, and I just love this. Now, if you just want to advertise on the network, you don't want to be featured on it, you don't want a commercial, that's also possible. So what you want to do is reach out to us at 800, at our toll-free number, 833-402-8882. Again, it's 833-402-8882. We'll tell you all about how to get connected to the Salon TV network. Or visit us on the internet at salontvnetwork.com. Again, that's salontvnetwork.com. And then, again, coming up a little later this week, we're going to talk about our live stage show. We got there's so much going on right now. The cruise, we have so many things. We're going to be filling you in as in the days ahead. So, Michael, what do you think about that update?
Oh, yes. Excellent, excellent update, Carrie Hines. Yes, Salon TV
Thank
Network.
You,
oh, yes, yes. Love it. Love it.
Yes. So this is what you can now, you guys can get it. You have to order it, and it streams right on your television, whether it's your home TV or your TV in your shop. It streams right on across your TV. And you still have access to your other channels. Let me be clear about that. So it's just fabulous, and we're really excited about it. And everybody should have the Salon TV network.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yes, we're going to go ahead and send you on your way. We're going to enjoy this one little song by Willie Hutch. And then and then after that, we should be ready for Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk crew. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more this morning to go in our Spotlight Hour. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Brother's going to work it out, Willie Hutch. Stay with us.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Brother, need your help. Now can't you see?
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening because your hair speaks volumes.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Good morning, Michael Hopkins. I am so excited to talk about today's Vet Talk Radio Show. And just an exciting topic on tap for this broadcast. Yes, but first, as always, let us offer an amazing salute to the veterans and all the fans of this incredible show that you do each week. So we salute you. We appreciate your efforts and everything that you've done. Thank you. Michael Hopkins, what is on tap for today's talk?
On tap for today's talk is six things to remember not to do at your CNP exam.
Oh, that normally you do shows, Michael, that talk about what they should do. But this is actually six real things, I should say, that you don't want the veterans to do. Okay, I can't wait to jump in. But before we do, Michael, why is this such an important topic today?
Wow, Carrie. The reason why it's such an important topic, because for a veteran, this CNP, or better known as a claims and pension examination, this is your time as a veteran to either shine or not shine. Because what's on the line is your whatever you put in for a claim, it's on the line. And the examiner is going to take what you said, what they gathered. They're going to take all of that. They're going to do a report, and that report goes back to the VA. So you could either get awarded compensation or denied compensation. And
all
as you all know, as you hear, right, yeah, on what you do in this CNP exam, it is so important.
Wow. Okay, on that note, let's go ahead and jump on in, Michael Hopkins, with number six. I'm so excited. Okay.
Well, Carrie, number six is don't push through the pain if you're doing a range of motion exam. And what I'm talking about range of motion is how much you can turn, say your neck, you can turn left and right or up and down. Same thing like with your back, how far you can bend over, how far you can go left to right, just like with your knees, with your hips. Those are range of motions, and it's very important that you, the individual veteran, let that examiner know in no uncertain terms when it hurts. You have to let them know. Do not push through it. We're not on active duty anymore, and we don't have to just suck it up and take it and keep going. If it hurts, Carrie Hines, they're supposed
to
say something. Let that examiner know, because that's critical in their report to the VA. If you can only move a certain degree, it's very important that they report that. Also, Carrie, there is another very important item that they should have in their possession. It's called a goniometer.
Oh, yes. Okay. And now, what's a goniometer for everybody?
It looks like a giant protractor, like when we were kids in school,
right,
and we would measure angles and all that.
Do the circles and all that stuff. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
It looks something like that, and
right,
that's what the examiner should be using to determine your range of motion. How many degrees can you turn left, right, up, down, you know, for whatever body part that you filed for.
Sure.
If they don't have one, Carrie, guess what?
Mm-hmm. What?
It stops. The examination stops until they get one. Period. You have to tell them.
Well, that's the tool that they use to measure, so to figure it out,
right?
Right.
And
wow. Go ahead, please, Michael.
Right. Yeah. They should have that tool in hand before they even get started on your range of motion. They should have it in hand. You should see it. You'll know it when you see it. And that's what they should be using. Also, Carrie, it's very important. Every time they take a measurement, they should be writing it down, period. There's no guessing game here. There's no, oh, I can remember that. That's not how this works.
And when you say that, you're talking about the examiner?
Right. The examiner. Right. The examiner, this is what they're supposed to use. This is how they're supposed to use it. And if they don't do that, the veteran has a right to complain to the VA. There are some examiners that have even gone to the point of they have paperwork for you to sign to verify that they use that item. And that, you know, that's another check and balance that they're verifying to the VA that yes, we did use this instrument. But
because
you know,
that
as I
instrument
said,
it is so critical, Michael.
Yes, it is.
The tool that they use to do the measurement. And I love what you said about don't push through the pain, because that's really important. That's what they're trying to identify when you begin to feel the pain.
Right, 100%, Carrie.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, they need to know. Inquiring minds need to know.
Thank you.
You know, so
the Inquirer. Yes, thank you so much.
Good stuff, Michael.
Wow, again, six things not to do.
Right.
At your
Don't do it. You know, Carrie, it should be that little voice on your shoulder. Like the little person on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like Jiminy Cricket. Like Jiminy Cricket being your conscience, being your guide. Don't do it.
Exactly.
I've seen more people, because of that, get denied because they helped the examiner bend their knee or bend over.
Right, right.
They helped the examiner. The examiner said, okay, apparently you don't have this disability.
Exactly. So I love that you have shared this, Michael. This is really good. Well, what possibly could be at number five.
Wow, Carrie. Number five, your level of occupational and social impairment should not be underplayed. Should not be.
Well, repeat that one more time. Level of occupational.
Right. Your level of occupational and social impairment should not be underestimated. It should not be downplayed, in other words, pretty much. You shouldn't.
Wow. That is incredible. Well, you've got to tell us about that. In other words, so explain that, Michael, where you
Carrie, as a veteran in the real world, when we have some type of issue. It could be a mental health issue or a physical issue. It affects us in many ways, and veterans have to be aware of this. Not only does it affect you physically, but socially it could affect you. I'll give you a couple of perfect examples. One example is migraine headaches.
Oh, okay.
If a person has really bad migraine headaches, you can imagine how socially that affects them. They can't go a lot of places, can they?
That's true.
They can't do a lot of things. It's very hard to work at a job if you have migraine headaches and you have to go lay down. You can't be a bus driver. You get a migraine headache, you pull the bus over and you go lay down for an hour. I don't think that's going to fly. No, it's not going to fly. And it's the same thing if a person has a knee problem. And that knee problem causes them to walk with an altered gait. In other words, they walk with a limp. And that limp causes them not to be able to do things. Say, for example, Carrie, they enjoyed playing golf. And as you know, in golf, you got to do a lot of walking and so forth. Well,
right.
If you have a bad knee, walking is just not in your top 10 things to do for long distances. Same thing like if you were a runner. You love to run, but you have a bad knee or a bad ankle or a bad hip. Now it's causing other issues. It's causing weight gain. It's causing mental health issues because a lot of people, when they have some of these issues, what happens? It causes depression, anxiety.
Yeah, sure. Because
major
they're
depressive
disorder.
You
know, it could be life changing. Yeah, wow.
Right. They're life changing episodes.
Yeah,
and you have to let the examiner know this is what's going on for you. Don't underestimate it. Don't just, I had one veteran, oh, you know, it's just a little depression, you know, no big deal. Last time I checked, any type of depression is a big deal.
Yeah, wow.
Don't play it off, period. It affects you forever and ever. You can't do the things you used to do. It's just that simple, Carrie Hines.
Wow. Okay. That was a tough one.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, okay, Michael Hopkins, again, you are definitely reviewing six things not to do at your CMP exam. And I'm kind of enthralled at all of this. Okay, Michael, what could you have at number four? I can't even guess where you're going with these. What's at number four, Michael? Yeah.
What, at number four, Carrie? Downplaying your symptoms is a no-no. I'm going to repeat that again, Carrie. Downplaying your symptoms is a no-no. And I want to emphasize that word, no-no. A lot of veterans do this. They just downplay whatever symptoms they have. Oh, I'm okay. It just hurts. It's just, you know, like in the old cowboy movies, they used to say, oh, it's only a flesh wound. They got shot like 20 times.
Walk it off.
Yeah, walk it off, like they used to tell us in the military. You'll be okay. Put a little dirt on it, you'll be all right. But guess what, Karen?
So here is you, don't do that.
Don't
so
do
I
that.
That. Wow.
I tell my veterans all the time, we're not in the military anymore. We don't have to suck it up and keep going. We're veterans.
Wow.
We have to be real. You know the number one person, Carrie, we have to be real with is veterans.
I'm wondering who. I'm guessing. I have a pretty good guess, but who is it, Michael Hopkins?
Ourselves, Carrie Hines. As veterans,
ourselves.
We have to be real with ourselves. Yeah, it is okay not to be okay. I repeat.
Wow.
It's okay not to be okay.
I like that, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
You have to be real with the examiner, Carrie. Be real with them. Tell them what hurts. Some people get emotional about it. Some people, they fuss. They may say foul language. They may yell. They may cry. Everybody's emotional wagon is different. And that's what I tell my veterans when I'm coaching them. I tell them, tell the truth. Tell the examiner how this bothers you. Is it very emotional? You can't pick up your grandkids because your back is just that bad.
Yeah. That's the thing about this, Michael. It's tied to, you know, it affects you in your everyday life. And that's why, it's so important that you follow these guidelines. Michael, don't over, don't downplay the symptoms. That's what you
do not.
Don't downplay.
Very much so.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're knocking them on out, Michael Hopkins. And I appreciate this today. And just reminding everybody that you're an accredited claims agent. That's why these are, you know, that you're so good at that, helping everybody be guided and what they should.
Very much so, Karen.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, Michael. I am ready for number three today.
Number three, Carrie Hines, is explain how your disability is service connected. A lot of veterans forget this part when they're with an examiner. They talk about everything else except how is this related to me being in the military. When I was in the military, how is this related?
Mm, that sounds really important, though.
Very important, Carrie.
Yeah, sounds very important.
And there are several ways, as a veteran, you should be explaining this to the examiner. One of the ways is direct service connected.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. But direct service connected means when I was on active duty, I fell, I slipped off a bounce beam, fell, hit my neck. And my neck has been out of whack ever since.
Wow.
That's direct service connected. I was on active duty. Another one, Carrie. Another one would be a secondary service connection.
Oh, you got to explain it.
Oh, secondary. I fell. I hit my neck. I hurt my neck. It's a cervical issue, injury. The VA now is compensating me for my cervical injury.
Right.
But guess what happened, Carrie Hines?
I'm afraid to know, but something else has gone wrong.
Very much so. Unfortunately, you know, Carrie Hines, unfortunately, that cervical issue that I have with my neck, it caused nerve damage. There are bony spurs. There are things that happen in my neck. And guess what? Now I have nerve damage or radiculopathy bilaterally. In other words, it's going down both of my arms, left side, right side, all the way to my fingers. Now I have nerve damage. I get the numbness, the tingling. But it didn't happen on active duty, the nerve damage. But when I fell, that's when it started. So now the VA has to recognize that because of my direct service connection, it developed into other issues.
Wow.
And believe it or not, Carrie, you can have a secondary to a secondary to a secondary to a, it can go infamously. On and on to the break of dawn, right?
Wow, Michael.
He could just keep going.
Yeah. So now this number three you said was explaining how this is the disability is service connected. Wow.
Right.
And you said there are several different ways that you can do that.
Right. Also,
and
Carrie Hines, you also have presumptive service connections.
Oh, my. That word again. Okay. Presumptive word.
Presumptive.
Service connection. Yes. Now, what is presumptive service connection?
Pretty much, I'm going to give you a great example. Last year, President Biden signed the PACT Act.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And signed the PACT Act in 2022. Basically, the PACT Act says, hey, if you were in a certain place at a certain time and you develop a certain illness, then we presume, or in other words, we say, hey, you were there, and it's a bunch of guys like you got the same thing, so we presume that this is where it came from. They talk about the burn pits. And the burn pits, they kind of revolve around these giant pits. They threw all kinds of stuff in them, hit it with the mogas and diesel, and boom, boom. And now you got particles in the air that got in everybody's lungs. So now you got people that have respiratory issues. They all were in the same place. That's what they mean by a presumptive.
Exactly, and I think you hit it. You hit something on the head, Michael. I can only imagine what these examination people do and what they're looking at. They probably have clusters of other veterans who were probably right alongside you, right alongside them, and they're suffering, and they have probably already approved certain claims for these other folks. I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's the way
it's... Very much. It works sort of like that, Carrie, and there's been studies.
Wow.
There have been massive studies on veterans and the effects of all of these issues when they were overseas in a war zone. There's like the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and it's quite a few others that have conducted studies. Yes, we do. Especially NIH.
Yes. Michael, just blown away that there's so much of this, because, at the time I was, and I know I shared this way back when on this topic, but every time I think about this, the poor veterans may have not even realized, I would never think that things you just toss into the burn pit might produce something like that. I mean, no one would do it if if you have like a little bit of an inkling. You
very
just
much
might
so,
not
Carrie.
Do these things. My heart goes up. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Very much so.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So all that under number three, Michael, explaining how the disability is service connected. Wow.
Very much so.
Okay. Well, you're rolling along.
Oh, yes, Carrie. Now, let's roll on into number two.
Yes,
and
Michael.
This is one of my favorite ones, number two. Do not lie or stretch the truth when you're talking to an examiner about your conditions, your claims. It's very important. You have to do something foolish, Carrie Hines, called tell the truth about your condition, about what you're claiming. Tell the truth. How hard is it to tell the truth if you walk in there, you're limping, you have a cane, or you're in a wheelchair, or you have a respiratory problem or a mental health problem? It's all documented. You don't have to stretch the truth. Right. You don't have to be creative, shall we say. You don't have to. These people know. They're medical people. And Carrie, they know when you're stretching the truth, when you're not being honest. You don't have integrity.
Yeah.
They know
it.
It's
so much more, wow, than you wanted to say if you're not being truthful.
Right.
Wow.
There's a word they call it, Carrie Hines. It's called malingering.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What they write down. And once they put that in...
The word that starts with the letter L.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going, but no, it's not quite that bad. We know.
Right.
That you may not... The veterans may not realize that they're doing quite a bit of, you know, potential harm by, you know, stretching the truth about their ailment or what have you. Incredible, Michael. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. I'm just
very
thinking
about
much
that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Be truthful. Be honest. You make out a whole lot better in the long run. Once the VA sees that you're a malingerer, Carrie Hines, it's hard to overcome that. It is very hard to overcome that.
Mm.
You can overcome many things, Carrie, but that one under the VA, malingering, no, you just don't worry about it because you'll never overcome it.
Yeah, it sounds like they're looking at your character sadly at that point.
Right, yeah, very much so. Yeah, they're doing a character check on you.
Yeah,
and if you don't pass the check, you know, it's like getting the clearance to work on a government site somewhere. If you don't pass that and you have skeletons in your closet, don't worry about it. You may not never get a claim passed. You may not never get a claim rated if they see this is how you operate.
I'm just, today's episode, I really have to say it has been amazing. Like, I love learning about this. I really do, and I'm sure that the veterans appreciate it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah,
okay, so,
very much
so. Uh-huh. Well, you've been talking about six things not to do at your CMP exam. Again, I can't stress it enough.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. And before we get to number one, Michael, we always do a review in case you guys missed, you know, any of these that Michael's reviewed. So, Michael, please take us back through from number six to number two.
Number six. Do not push through the pain on your examination, especially if you're doing like a range of motion type exam. Don't push through the pain. If it hurts, it hurts. Say, it hurts.
Wow.
Don't push through the pain.
Wow.
Number five, Carrie, your level of occupational and social impairment should not be underestimated. In other words, tell the examiner how whatever you came in for, how it affects you every day. You have to let them know. This is how this affects me every day. From morning, noon, and night. Let them know.
Wow.
Number four, Carrie.
Yeah.
Downplaying your symptoms is a what? No, no. Do not downplay your symptoms. It's a no-no.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Period. That is, it is not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Now, number three, explain how your disability is service connected. Very important that you do that. Explain it. Don't assume that they understand. Don't explain it.
Wow. And you said there were so many different ways. There are a few different
ways. Right.
There are
so many.
So I love that.
There's at least five different ways you as a veteran can explain how your disability is service connected.
Very important.
Very important.
Wow.
Number two, and this is
pretty much one of my favorites. Do not, and I repeat, do not lie or stretch the truth during your examination. Do
yes.
not do that, period.
Wow. Got to remind folks of that, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so, Carrie Hahn.
It may not
Very
seem
much.
Like it's that important, you know, a little white lie or whatever.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that.
No. Michael, I just have to take a moment. I know you're on to number one. We want to remind everybody that all the veterans now, Mr. Accredited Claims Agent Michael Hopkins, you'll be working with us to inform the veterans through our amazing new monthly magazine called AfroLock Magazine, and it's
yes.
spelled AfroLock, and you'll be able to give the veterans some claims advice right there in our publication. So if you have not subscribed, as we've been reminding you each week, please do so. Simply go to afroloc.com. Go to afroloc.com, and you'll be able to see the magazine and all the information right there. The veterans, you're going to love it. So we're all happy, Michael, and welcome aboard. Now, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Awesome. Good things. Okay, so you're on to number one, what you guys have been waiting for. So, again, six things not to do at your CMP exam. Michael's at number one. Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Carrie Hines, number one is one of my pet peeves when I deal with veterans, when I have my veterans clients. If I don't tell them anything, I tell them this thing. Show up for your exam.
Wow.
You must show up for your exam, period.
Yeah.
There is no excuse why you didn't show up. You have to have a very good excuse, a valid excuse why you did not show up. I didn't have a ride to the exam is not a valid excuse.
Mm. Must show up.
You must show up for your exam.
Yeah, that's a must. Well, you have an example. Oh, great. That's what I was going to
I got
ask
an example.
You.
Yes, Carrie. I got a perfect example. As you said earlier, Carrie Hines, I'm an accredited claims agent, and I work with clients every day.
Yes.
What a lot of them don't realize, Carrie, I get letters from the VA, from the claims and pension section, about them. I get letters all the time that let me know what they did and what they didn't do when it comes to claims and compensation. I literally got a letter from the claims and pension section that told me that my veteran did not show up for his tinnitus examination. And they clearly said in the letter, Carrie Hines, basically, you didn't give us a reason, an excuse. You didn't give us anything that said valid why you did not show up for the examination. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we are denying your tinnitus.
Wow.
As being service connected, period. Wow. They. I'm summing it up for you, but basically the decision letter read something to that effect.
So don't blow it off. It's your big point.
Yeah, just don't. If the most important thing is, Carrie, if you know you're not going to be able to make it, it's just like everything else. Call. All you have to do is call whoever the contractor is that has you scheduled for the event. Call them 24 hours ahead of time and say, hey, look, this is what happened. Or if it's the day of the event, call them and say, look, I don't have a ride. I had a ride. The person bailed on me. I can't get there. Can we reschedule this? That's all you
now,
have to
Michael,
do, Carrie.
They provide the veterans with the contact information.
Very much so. They the con now
it works like this. The VA, i.e. the claims section, contacts the contractor. And that contractor contacts you, the veteran, and basically tells you when and where to show up. Or they ask you your availability. And they have a network of examiners.
Right.
They tell you, I mean, it's real simple, Carrie. They tell you what examiner to go to. They send you a nice big envelope from either FedEx or UPS. It shows up at your residence. It has directions in it. It even goes as far as has directions on how to get to the place by GPS, Karen.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and it tells you who the doctor, who the person is you're going to see, their address, the phone number, the time you're supposed to be there, the directions to get there. What else more do you need, Carrie Hines? There's nothing you can say, is it?
No.
What are you going to ask them? Oh, I can't use my phone. Do you guys have a phone? Is that what you're going to say to them? I mean, really, they tell you everything. They even say, if you're not going to be able to make this appointment, call us immediately so we can reschedule it. They give you that option.
Well, Michael,
they say call 2 weeks later.
This is incredible, incredible. And I really appreciate it. There's 6 things not to do at your CMP exam. Michael Hopkins, as always, this is what you do. You bring the very best of information to help the veterans and their claims navigating, I should say is a better word, the claims process. Okay. Anything you want to leave us with today, Michael? What do you always say to the amazing veterans
Karen.
Here?
Wow, Karen. It's all about the vets, their advocates, and their families. It's all about them.
Doesn't get any better than that. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We'll see you back here next time. Great job, Michael.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged evolution.